Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Boss Business Bootcamp, built on self-success. So in this episode, I talk and discuss about knowing your worth. Knowing your worth, what is this? What does this really mean to us? And, you know, how can we increase our sense of worth? And what impact does this really have on ourselves and, you know, in the communities in which we work and the people whom we are associating ourselves around? So knowing your worth. Now, in order to know your worth, I believe it's about having a positive self-esteem. That's number one. You believe in yourself. You like yourself. So self-esteem is about our confidence. You know, are we confident in our own worth, our abilities? Are you comfortable with who you are, your weight, height, everything that represents you? Now, I understand that obviously there are going to be elements of ourselves that, you know, we dislike. We're only human. We don't like absolutely every part of, you know, ourselves. There's going to be some aspects that we dislike or absolutely hate about ourselves. But although we might dislike or hate these elements of ourselves, we are still comfortable with who we are, and we are not kind of self-conscious. You know, we don't allow the elements that we don't like to kind of really override and make us really totally hate ourselves. Now, knowing your worth or your value is really strongly linked to your self-worth, and it can be defined as the sense of one's own value or worth as a person. I'm going to break that down for you. So we're really getting into the nitty-gritties and understanding what does this actually mean. So it's about being more aware of the impact that you make. Now, this could be in somebody else's life. For example, if we look at a relationship, two people are in a relationship together. In order for that relationship to be sustainable and that for that relationship to really work, both parties have to be bringing something to the table. So the wife has got to bring value, and the husband has got to bring value. Imagine this. I'm going to give you a scenario. A husband and wife are talking, and the husband asks the wife, do you know your value in the relationship? And the wife says no. The husband then highlights a number of situations where his wife's presence has made a significant difference. And so he starts to list these elements. He says, you bring value by the way in which you are always there for our children. You bring value to the relationship by the way in which you take responsibility for the routine in the home. So doing the daily chores, whether it be looking after the bills. Now, in a relationship, it's a shared commodity. It's got to be a shared thing. There's obviously going to be some aspects of a relationship whereby, you know, you will agree on, I don't know, that element of, you know, the household is going to be for you, because that person might be just, you know, really good at it. They might be skills driven. They might enjoy that element of the house. But it's about being able to know what value you bring in that relationship. So if you are in a relationship, and this doesn't have to be, you know, a girlfriend or boyfriend, it could be like a business partner relationship. It could be just relationships even at work. You know, knowing your value is, what do I bring here in this job? What do my skills bring? And it's about knowing that. I'm going to reiterate about the positive self-esteem, because without you having a positive self-esteem, it's going to be really, really difficult to know your value. Now, I've known some people to actually put a price or a figure on their value, which is absolutely fantastic. If you're able to do that, it means that you understand and you are totally aware of all the value that you can bring to somebody's life. And you know that the value and the credibility that you bring to somebody's life is going to have a huge impact, and such a huge impact in making a difference to somebody's life, that you know the value and the price of what you will charge for your service or your fee or for your packages, what you offer. And that's a highly credible thing, because when you've reached that point, you can then comfortably, not arrogantly or pompously, but you can comfortably dictate what your worth is and what you would your and what your charges and your fee are. So that's a really, really important thing. And I think that that comes later on down the line when you have built up, and I don't like to say just qualifications alone, but your experiences, your knowledge, your expertise, your skills, you know, the people who you make an impact in their lives, you know, and that takes time to build up that credibility in order to get to the point where I know what my value is, I know my worth, and I can put a figure on this. So, I want you to just reflect and have a think, because there's been, and I'm sure there's been times in your life where you have gone for a job, or perhaps you've even taken a job where you know that the employer is totally undercutting you for your service and what, you know, what your job description entails. You know that you bring a higher value and they're totally, you know, undercutting you with a low paid fee or a low paid wage. And, you know, if we take up positions or jobs where we know that it's undercutting us, you're only going to feel unfulfilled. You're not going to feel good about yourself. It's going to have a negative impact on your self-esteem, and you will begin to lack the confidence or sense of ability in yourself to go out and get a job which matches your value. And, you know, this can be quite tricky. This can be quite challenging because, you know, there's a lot of jobs out there that is, you know, low paid. And, you know, without going into too much of the politics in regards to the reasoning behind why they're low paid, you know, some of the high prolific jobs are, you know, in management. Unless you are either a manager, you are a director, or you own your or run your own business, unless you are in finance or banking, unless you are in property, or unless you have some assets behind you which are bringing in a cash flow for you, you know, pretty much most of the jobs out there are going to be low paid. But it's about being able to, and this is what I will move on to, being able to increase your self-worth. In order to increase that self-worth, you need to be always striving for something more, always, you know, having an ambitious mind and being mindful about how can I actually, you know, increase my self-esteem. If this isn't making me feel great, what can I do? And I'm not saying, you know, just leave your job because you're being underpaid, but it's about being able to recognize that and not settle for that. Does that make sense? Yeah. So it's about being able to recognize, you know, okay, this job or this position that I'm in might just be for a short period for me. I might need to gain the experience and the skills. And so on that basis, I'm justifying myself why I am here, why I'm doing this job. And I know it's going to be for a short time because actually I'm moving on or I'm studying in the background. You're always constantly thinking about how you can increase your self-worth. And that's the only weigh really how you are going to increase your self-worth and your self-value. So I hope this episode has been useful for you. So I've basically been speaking to you about knowing your worth. We can put a figure and a price on this, but in my opinion, I do believe this is going to be based on the amount of expertise, skills, knowledge, and credibility that you have gained throughout your life. And this doesn't just stand for qualifications alone, because papers without, you know, the prior experience, it just doesn't go. I've also been breaking down for you about, in order to really feel your sense of worth or value, you do need to have a positive self-image and self-esteem about yourself. So you've been listening to Tara. I hope this has been useful for you. And as always, you guys have been great, and I shall catch you guys on the other side. Take care.